Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kenby Kennedy brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. Matt is from Upton. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
Hey.
This is the first weekend in a month where Matt doesn't have his kids.
And what?
I bet he's pretty pumped about that. So let me guess what you're going to do this weekend, Matt. I know.
What do you think?
You're going to sit around the house and watch the watch the Open Golf Championship.
That's definitely going to fit into my agenda this weekend for sure.
Let me add one. Couple Bud Lattes.
A little bit.
Exactly.
Beer
and golf.
You go,
Matt. You go.
All right. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Matt?
Yes. Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks.
All right, we have five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you score yourself $100. Remember, if you tie, you lose. Kennedy has stepped out of the studio, and she's now over there in that soundproof booth. Question number one. Billy Joel was asked to name his favorite emerging artist, and he said, quote, "I don't have a clue. I don't listen to pop music, so I don't know who's emerging or who's submerging."
I love him.
Where does Billy perform in Boston every summer?
Fenway Park.
Question number two. Benedict Cumberbatch turns 43 today. He's Dr. Strange in the Marvel Universe, but he also stars in a hit BBC show. What is that show called?
Doctor Who.
Question number three. Today's National Raspberry Cake Day. Dan really doesn't have a question about raspberry cake, but he does know the Raspberry Beret song, which is pretty good. Who sings that song?
Prince.
Question number four. At the club the other night, Dave Chappelle told everyone to put away their phones because, and I quote, "People that make memories and party together stay together." Dave Chappelle had a role in a 1996 Eddie Murphy comedy where Eddie played a brilliant but obese scientist. What's that movie called?
The Nutty Professor.
Question number five. Justin Bieber tweeted at Popsicle to bring back its double pops. They agreed if they get 100,000 retweets by Tuesday. They're about halfway there so far.
Okay, I need to go do that right now.
Which singer was the first to sign Justin after being found on YouTube with Scooter Braun?
Britney Spears.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
You want them double pops back, Annie?
Yes, I do.
I didn't know they stopped making them. What is wrong with them?
Right?
All right, Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Matt got 3 out of 5.
Ooh, well done.
These are tough. You ready?
Yep.
Billy Joel was asked to name his favorite emerging artist, and he said, and I quote, "I don't have a clue. I don't listen to pop music, so I don't know who's emerging and who's submerging." Where does Billy perform in Boston every summer?
Fenway Park.
Tied at one. Question number two. Benedict Cumberbatch turns 43 today. He's Doctor Strange in the Marvel Universe, but he also stars in a hit BBC show. What is that called?
Sherlock.
It is Sherlock. 2 to 1. Question number three. Today is National Raspberry Cake Day. Dan really doesn't have a question for that, but he does like Raspberry Beret, the song. Who sings it?
Prince.
Raspberry Beret.
I thought you were going to ask me, who was the Five and Dime store owner?
Name was Mr. McGee.
That's right.
3 to 2. Question number four. At the club the other night, Kennedy.
At the club?
Yeah. Dave Chappelle told everyone to put away their phones because, quote, "People that make memories and party together stay together." Chappelle had a role in a 1996 Eddie Murphy comedy where Eddie played a brilliant but obese scientist. Name that film.
The Nutty Professor?
That is right. 4 to 3. Question number five. Bieber tweeted at Popsicle to bring back its double pops, and they have said if they get 100,000 retweets, they will do it. They're about halfway there, Kennedy. They have until Tuesday.
So they're going to change an entire production line for tweets?
Yes.
You know how powerful Justin Bieber is?
You know how powerful double pops are? Changed my childhood.
Which singer was the first to sign Justin Bieber after finding him on YouTube with Scooter Braun?
Usher.
It was Usher. Nice job, Kennedy. Woo! That is all five right. Matt, I'm sorry. You don't get the win. You don't get the cash. But I do have a pair of concert tickets to go see John Bellion August 6th at the Rockland Trust Bank Pavilion so you can make plans to have another kid-free night, okay?
Nice.
Enjoy yourself. Yes. Enjoy your recliner. Enjoy your beers. Enjoy all of it, my friend.
And all the gold.
Thank you very much.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm going to say my name is Matt from Upton, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kempe Kennedy brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. And intern Alexis is still apparently talking to our Can't Beat Kennedy contestant. Here we go. I believe we have Kate from Braintree. Are you there, Kate?
I'm here. How are you?
Pretty good. So Kate is driving to the only place on Earth that's actually going to be hotter than Boston this weekend. She's driving South Carolina.
Oh.
Yeah, we were trying to avoid the heat, so it's only going to be a high 97 on Saturday instead of 99. So
right. Oh, big changes
cool
down
it
there.
Off.
Yeah. Well, it's a good thing there's no humidity down there.
Oh my God, when you get off the airplane, forget it.
Mosquitoes the size of Volkswagens, you'll be fine.
Kate, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing, good luck.
Thanks.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You're going to win yourself $100. You tie, you lose. Kennedy with 2,831 wins, only 234 losses. And she is now over in that studio. She cannot hear anything that is happening on the air. Question number one. Actress Sandra Oh, turning 48 Saturday. She currently stars in which awesome Emmy-winning Spy versus Spy show?
Oh,
you're missing a good one there.
It's a great show.
It is.
Oh, it is not Grey's Anatomy, but that's all I know where from.
Question
sorry.
Number two. Yeah, that's a great Spy versus Spy TV show there, Grey's Anatomy. Dax Shepard shares a hilariously sweet tribute to his wife, Kristen Bell, for her birthday. It's a video of them eating the extremely spicy Reaper pepper. Which character is she the voice of in Frozen?
Kristen Bell is the voice of Anna or Elsa. I'm going to defer to my 9-year-old. Is that okay?
Yeah. Yep.
Elsa.
Question number three. Chrissy Metz met her new boyfriend when he slid into her DMs.
Hey.
Shoot your shot, right? Oh. It's time to see if Kennedy has watched This Is Us yet. Who does Chrissy Metz play on the show?
She plays Kate.
Question number four. Quentin Tarantino says the next Star Trek movie, may be the last film he directs because he's always said he's only going to make 10 movies. Who starred with him in From Dusk Till Dawn as his brother?
I do not know that one.
Question number five. McDonald's is selling Lion King Happy Meals for a limited time. The meals have one of 10 character toys from the film. I know what I'll be doing this
Sign
weekend.
Sign me up.
Right?
Or going camping. What type of animal does the villain Scar use as his lackey in the film?
Oh, in The Lion King, he uses a bird.
A bird, okay. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
It's not right. It's the guy. Ugh.
What is it your 9-year-old in the car, son or daughter?
I've got a 9-year-old daughter in the car and a 7-year-old son with me.
All right, what are their names?
Sadie and Avery.
Hi, guys.
Well, Sadie and Avery weren't much help.
But no, they didn't get it done this morning. Kennedy, Kate got 1 out of 5.
South Carolina
soup. All right, these are tough, Kennedy. Question number one. Actress Sandra Oh, turning 48 on Saturday. She currently stars in which awesome Emmy Award-winning spy versus spy show?
Killing Eve.
Yes, not Grey's Anatomy.
More people might die in Grey's Anatomy, though.
1-0. Question number two. Dax Shepard shares a hilariously sweet tribute video to his wife, Kristen Bell, for her birthday.
They are goals.
It's them eating the extremely spicy Reaper pepper. Which character is she the voice of in Frozen?
Elsa.
The other one.
He had a 50-50 there, Kennedy.
I don't remember the other one.
Anna.
Anna. 1-0. Question number three. Chrissy Metz met her new boyfriend when he slid into her DMs.
I love it.
It's time to see if Kennedy has watched This Is Us yet. Which character does Chrissy play on the show?
Gary.
Elsa.
No, you were supposed to have another name, right? It's no longer Gary.
Evan.
It? Evan.
Evan and okay.
I just don't know if I can do it. Evan. Doesn't sound like Gary.
1-0. Question number four. Quentin Tarantino says that the next Star Trek film may be his last because he said he only wants to make 10 movies. Who starred with him in From Dusk Till Dawn as his brother?
George Clooney.
2-1. Question number five. McDonald's is selling Lion King Happy Meals for a limited time. Kennedy, what type of animal does the villain Scar use as his lackey in the film?
A hyena?
That is correct. The hyenas. Oh, yeah. Yes. Nice job, Kennedy. 3-1 is the final score. I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but I do have a pair of concert tickets. John Mayer, July 20th at the Dunkin' Donuts Center in Providence, although you might be in South Carolina. That'll be a tough show to see.
I might be, yeah.
Because it's tomorrow.
I might be. That is going to be tight, yeah.
Well, just turn around and come back, no?
Yeah, that's easy.
All right, well, we'll figure this out off the air.
I'll Facebook live it from your seat.
Yeah. Well played, Dan. Kate, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Kate from Braintree, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Oh, talented people.
Right?
Don't even try.
She's played a mix fastback back in the day.
I think so.
She's gonna school you, sucker. You can't beat Kennedy. You can try, but man.
But can they play
Achy
Breaky Heart on their acoustic?
You ain't gonna win.
Why would
can you?
No. You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no. Stop. Game time.
Kennedy Kennedy brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. Let's say good morning to Adam. Good morning, Adam.
Hey,
how's it going, buddy?
All is well. Yourself?
Pretty good, pretty good. So Adam is originally from Ireland. Just got to know what's going on with your boy there, McElroy.
Oh, well, he's doing okay, I guess.
Yeah.
Not my boy.
That's Adam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He put up a quadruple bogey in the first hole of the Open yesterday.
Worry.
They were expecting him to win the whole thing, Kennedy.
I'm actually with Kennedy on this one.
Things literally no one but you cares about in this program.
Adam, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions, Adam. You get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $100. Kennedy's got 2,832 wins, only 234 losses. She is now over there in that soundproof studio and cannot hear any of these questions. Chance the Rapper announced on Fallon that he's releasing his debut album on July 26th called The Big Day. He'd never released an album?
He only released mixtapes.
I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Fallon starred in a movie and his character was obsessed with the Red Sox. What is the name of that 2005 movie?
Probably wasn't big in Ireland.
No idea.
Question number two. It would have been Robin Williams' birthday today. He played a character who dressed up like a female housekeeper in order to spend time with his children in which movie?
Mr. Delphire.
Question number three. It was 20 years ago today. Lou Bega released his album. A little bit of mambo in your life.
Yes.
Yep. Right? What is the name of that song?
Mambo number five.
That one, you know.
Hey.
That one crossed.
Everybody. Carson, that is international.
Question number four. Tom Holland's been dogged with rumors about who he's been dating, so he's finally being public with his girlfriend, Olivia. Who is Tom's Spider-Man co-star that the false romance rumors were about?
Zanda.
Say that again.
Zanda.
Did we give that in? So close.
No.
Try one more time.
Zendaya,
is that what you said?
That's
what I thought you said. It's, you know, a little language barrier there.
Oh, is that what it is?
Question number five. Bradley Cooper and his girlfriend have agreed to joint custody of their two-year-old daughter. Name the 2011 movie where Cooper's character takes a pill that lets him use 100% of his brain and changes his life.
Limitless.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy! A little bit of mambo in my life. Mm.
Need it.
Mambo
Need
without it. Borders.
Hey, come on, Kennedy. Let's go.
Tell me how to rush, sir. I walked the same way out every day.
Adam got 4 out of 5.
All right.
Hey.
Ish.
Oh, you did?
Okay. I didn't do nothing.
I see how it is.
These are tough, Kennedy. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Chance the Rapper announced on Fallon that he's releasing his debut album July 26th, and it will be called The Big Day. Jimmy Fallon starred in a movie and his character was obsessed with the Red Sox. Name that film.
Fever Pitch.
1-0. Question number two. It would have been Robin Williams' birthday today. Of course, he played a character who dressed up like a female housekeeper in order to spend time with his children. In which film?
Mrs. Doubtfire.
2-1. 20 years ago today, Lou Bega released an album, Kennedy, with a little bit of Mambo in his life. What was the name of that song?
Mambo number 5.
3-2. Question number 4. Tom Holland's been dogged with rumors about who he's dating, so he finally came out and said his girlfriend's name is Olivia.
Okay.
Who is Tom's Spider-Man co-star that false romance rumors were about?
Emma Stone?
Zendaya.
Zendaya.
See, Emma Stone was in the Andrew Garfield one.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Amazing. Okay, Spider-Man. Okay, got it.
That's why I gave it to him, because I couldn't pronounce it either.
Well, he just said Zendaya from
a Zendaya. Yeah, there's a little language barrier there, Kennedy. So right now we are tied at 3. Question number 5. Bradley Cooper and his girlfriend have agreed to joint custody of the 2-year-old daughter. Name the 2011 film where Cooper's character takes a pill that lets him use 100% of his brain and changes his life.
Limitless.
Yes, it was his girlfriend, right? It's not his wife.
Correct.
Right.
But they have their child. Yeah. So therefore, yes.
Yeah. 4-4 is the final score. So with the tie, Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Adam, you don't get the cash. But I do have a pair of concert tickets, Blondie and Elvis Costello and the Impostor, July 23rd at the Rockland Trust Bank Pavilion. So you enjoy that, okay? All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Adam. I'm from Waltham, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.